You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Senga is not the guy that If I'm starting a series, it's going to be Peterson. That's who it's going to be. It's not going to be Senga. That's all there is to it. I mean, Senga doesn't deserve it, doesn't evoke any confidence at all in me watching him. And it drives me crazy, as you just pointed out, watching him.
Yeah.
Like, he is, like, afraid to throw a ball over the plate. I understand that... You know, he's trying to get people to chase bad balls, this ghost forkball thing. I mean, it just drives me nuts. But at least, you know, the Mets showed some fight coming back. And by the way, Torrens hit a rocket that second time up with the bases loaded. And the Nationals second baseman just made a really great play on that. But it does go to show you that when you're missing a guy who's actually in the midst of doing well in Francisco Alvarez since he came back from Syracuse, just where it shows up and how it shows up. It's, to me, this game is definitely 100% on Kodai Senga. 100% on him. Not on anybody else but him. He's got the money. He's got the, you know, he's supposed to be their number one starter. He's supposed to, you know, go out there and limit the opposing team to two runs or less. That's the way I would look at it. And he's not doing it. So... to me, he is not their number one guy. He's just not.
No, and I mean, let's hope that they have this problem where they got to figure out who the number one starter is in a postseason series, because, I mean, it's not like that's some sort of lock. I mean, if the Reds had won last night, they would have been in a tie for the final wild card spot. I mean, this is just, it's
the way it's going to be the rest of the way for them, because they have a tough schedule.
Especially if you're losing to the Nationals in games like this. I mean, come on. You know, they're minus 175 on the money line last night, the Mets, which is a huge favorite at a baseball game, and they end up losing to the freaking Nationals. And by the way, we went over the September schedule, so if you don't stack some wins against these crappy teams, and then you play like this, or pitch like this against Major League Baseball's best, then you're not making the playoffs in September. You're going to get smacked around.
And that would be probably the, you know, there, I'm sure there are other teams that had higher expectations, but when you spend the amount of money that the Mets are spending, you know, they have to make the playoffs. They just have to. I mean, or it is a just abject failure, and, you know, falls at the feet of the players first and foremost, because they're the ones that have to get it done. Like a guy like Sean Manaea has got to turn into the Sean Manaea we saw last year at the end of the year. He's got to go out there and they got to win this getaway game today. And he's got to go out and he's got to pitch well. I mean, it's a young Nationals team. You know, it's a team that the Mets should be steamrolling right now. But when your number one pitcher goes out there and is just frustratingly all over the place and slow, then the team looks slow. You know, what I would do if I were somehow, and I don't know if you can do this now this late in this guy's career, Somehow I try to speed him up.
Yeah, I mean, you have a pitch clock and he's still as slow as anybody. I mean, it's he pitches too careful. I mean, when you mention the word scared, I think that's a good one too. It's like everything is so careful. It doesn't seem like he's in command. It feels like he's reacting to the batters or the situation as opposed to being the guy that's dictating the pace. And it's really...
Well, he's not certainly not Tom Seaver, and he's not Nolan Ryan.
He's not even Steve Traxel at this point.
Right, exactly. And that's the frustrating part of it, because I was hoping for a much better outing. And, you know... To the Mets' credit, they fought back, and Beatty hits this bomb yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just goes to show you that the Mets really have a lot of good players, but if your pitcher is going to be like this, and you know, and all of a sudden you have a situation where you have your starting catcher who's out now with a hand injury, and he's been hitting the ball, and he's been, you know, all, you know, he's been on it. I mean, Torrens has had a decent year. I mean, I don't know what you would expect from him, but it's too bad his second at bat with the bases loaded didn't get through the infield, because he hit that thing hard.
Yeah, I mean he did, but it also grounds into the double play that ends the game too. So it's
a killer.
Tough.
I mean it's a killer, and but I'm not going to kill him. I'm going to kill the guy that's making the most money and who's supposed to be the guy. That's the guy. Like people talk about Anthony Volpe and all this other stuff. I'm like, Anthony Volpe's he doesn't get paid a lot of money. He's a young man. He's still trying to find his way, and he's got a long way to go, especially when it comes to hitting. But I think he's calmed down overall over the last 6 weeks, don't you think? I feel like he has. But Kodai Senga is the opposite of that. He's supposed to be the lockdown guy, the shutdown guy, the guy that when you're on a four-game losing streak and it's his turn to pitch, you got to win that game.
Yeah, I mean, even when he was pitching better than what we've seen recently and his ERA was where it was just hard to believe that his ERA was as good as it was just watching him. And, I mean, this is also coming off of last year where I felt like he was shoehorned into the postseason when he shouldn't have been. And this is something we agreed on. I think most Met fans agreed on. Where he hadn't seen the guy, and then all of a sudden was like, we're going to toss him out there to be a, almost like a starter in a game or an opener in a game is what I'm looking for. With something like that, and it just didn't work. And then he's someone that elicits zero confidence from me when he's on the mound. Zero.
You know who does elicit confidence from me is watching Cam...
Schlittler
last night.
There you go, yes.
Yes. Cam Schlittler.
There's a couple of mistakes you can make in that one.
I know. I don't want to make any mistakes.
Yeah.
This kid, I mean, he looks big on the mound. He throws 97 miles an hour. He's got a nasty curveball. I mean, it's too bad he didn't get the no-no or the perfect game last night. But, boy, I'll tell you what, he's fun to watch.
He is.
I mean, you stand there and you, because I had that split screen thing going on.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, on the MLB app,
Oh, wow, yeah.
And watching him just stand up there and just look totally in control, and then watch Kodai Senga on the other side going, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean,
a difference.
Right, I mean, it's a confidence thing, as I mentioned, like in control of the game. You never felt like Senga was. And Schlittler, yeah, I mean, he was dominant.
He looks like the real deal, man.
Yeah, I mean, of course, young guy is going to have his ups and downs, but I mean, last night was the best we've seen of him, and you're just expecting more. And if he continues to pitch like this, and the Yankees are where they want to be, I mean, he's going to get some important
and he should. And innings, the thing about it is that just watching him, he looked really comfortable last night, just totally in control. You know, it was nothing. There wasn't any overthinking. It was like, okay, I'm bringing the fastball. Here it comes. And the thing about him and his height, and they were talking about it last night on the broadcast about how he's tall and he's so long that even his 97 mile an hour fastball looks faster or may come in faster than the 97 that it comes, because he may be throwing it closer to the plate. And I thought Joe Girardi explained that pretty good last night, but. I don't know. He just looks like he's the real deal. If you want to talk about eye test, and we often talk about eye test.
Yeah, I know you're a big eye test guy.
Body
language, eye test. Yeah, jumps off the screen type things.
That guy jumps off the screen, I think.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I agree. Ever since we saw him first, you knew there was a ton of potential there, and it really all came together yesterday or last night. And you also, I mean, the offense continuing to crush now.
The problem is that the bullpen collapsed a little.
Yeah, well, I mean,
they were right there, and Bednar gives up a double to somebody who hasn't had an RBI all season.
Well, I mean, at least Devin Williams didn't completely blow the game this time and was able to get the necessary out, so that was a good thing. But yes, I mean, if that would have been a blown bullpen game, that would have been a really, really bad one. But I mean, the home runs, I mean, this is the stuff you want to see, you know, in October. You have to see in October, and that'll be the difference between them competing with the best in the American League and getting back to the World Series or not. I think the pitching will be fine, but I mean, you know, you get postseason Giancarlo, you can sit on my face doing this, and then add Aaron Judge in there. It's going to be really, really tough to stop them. But it, as we know, and we've seen many times, that Stanton's one of the few that continues to mash in the playoffs, and not everybody else brings their A game.
He's in the midst of one of his best August runs right now. You know, he is on fire in August, much like Juan Soto was on fire in June. This guy is just ripping it.
Yeah, look at this. The most home runs over two-game span by a team in MLB history, the 1999 Cincinnati Reds. Wow, who was on? Barry Larkin was probably on that team, huh? Who else was on that 99?
Eric Davis?
I think it might have been, that might have been a little late for Eric Davis. The 1999 Cincinnati Reds. Now, was that the, was that the Al Leiter game too, the one game playoff? Remember that, Eddie? The one-game playoff with Al Leiter in Cincinnati, and you shut him out? God, I can't remember who else was on that team. I just bet Barry Larkin's the only guy that's popping into my head.
Let's see. We have...
Was Aaron Boone on that team?
Let's see.
Boone-y?
Aaron Boone was on that team.
How about that?
Good call on your part. He was 26 years old.
They told me in my ear because I looked it up.
Sean Casey.
Mike Cameron, former Met.
Pete Harnish was on that team.
Yep.
Barry Larkin, of course.
Not really a juggernaut offensively. They must have had just a really good two-game stretch against a bad baseball team.
Jack McKeon was their manager.
Yeah. How old was he then? About 95?
68.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go. So good for the Yankees in their offense.
History. I mean, that's amazing. Ed Taubenes as their catcher. Sean Casey, first base.
Oh, yeah, of course. The mayor.
Pokey Reese. Barry Larkin, Aaron Boone, Greg Vaughn.
Okay.
Mike Cameron,
yep.
And Michael Tucker.
Yeah, there you go. Not a bad squad.
Who hit all those home runs?
I would say Vaughn definitely did. Cameron had a little pop there. The mayor, Sean Casey. Yeah, I think, yeah.
Booney had 14 home runs and 72 RBIs.
Booney.
He got caught stealing 17 times. No.
What?
No, he got caught stealing 6 times.
Oh, okay. I was going to say caught stealing 17 times.
He had a WAR 2.3.
Oh, wow.
If that means anything to you.
Back in 1999, Booney had a 2.3 WAR.
Yeah.
It's a good season for him, huh?
Batting average was 280.
It's a good season for him.
Slug, 445.
So anyway, the point is that when the Yankees hit, they look like they could beat anybody.
The Mash Brothers.
Well, sure, certainly. And Giancarlo Stanton, man, I'll admit that when he was, you know, you didn't see him for a couple of days and the not playing the outfield thing and some of the things, and you know, Clint Frazier even said it, who's just trashing the Yankees left and right with his podcast now. But he said that there's usually something wrong when he's not playing like this. And I was buying into the fact that maybe the elbows were creeping back in or a soft tissue situation. And no, he was totally healthy. He came back out and proved that again over the last couple of nights.
Well, something was bothering him. General soreness.
General soreness,
and
yes.
We were talking about this 2 days ago. General soreness. You can't, he's got to play.
Yeah, but I thought it was something more than that. It wasn't just general soreness. I thought it was maybe.
But it was reported as general soreness.
I know, but.
Because he actually got out there and stood in right field.
Yeah. Hey, and he doesn't run. We know that. Will not run hard. Because he thinks he's going to pull some sort of muscle, which he usually does.
Well, they told him not to.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the right thing.
You know, I've actually never heard of that before. This is the first time I think I've ever heard of that.
What?
Telling a guy not to run hard.
I remember they changed Jose Reyes's running gait back in the day. Now, they didn't tell him to not run hard, but they changed the way he ran because he had so many hamstring injuries.
Yeah.
But they didn't tell him not to run hard. But yeah, with Stanton, hey, don't run hard. We don't need you to be legging out triples.
We need you to do what you did last night.
Right. Swat some home runs out of there.
And when he hit that ball was like off the bat, over the fence within a second.
Yeah.
Exit, I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, he's just when he swats at balls like that and they fly out of there, I mean, it is fun to watch.
No, he's batting .311.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's been a truncated season for him though, right?
Well, it always is.
Yeah. It's not like he's batting .311 over the course of playing, you know, 130 games.
No, but.
But still good. Still very good. And you know him. Postseason, he shows up. Big G. Sit on my face. The whole deal.
You're our Big G.
Am I? Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Our Big G, yes.
Thank you very much. It's a term of endearment in my book. But yes, good night for the Yankees. Bad night for the Mets. And we got a lot of football to talk about as well this morning. Jerry joins us in just a couple of minutes.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.